Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today we have a classic screwball comedy for you. It's His Girl Friday. It's the second movie adaptation of the hit Broadway play The Front Page. The basic story is about how a star reporter for a Chicago newspaper wants to quit and get married and have a normal life. But his tough and duplicitous editor is out to derail those plans and keep him on the paper. The big change in this version is that the reporter, Hildy Johnson, is now a woman, and the editor, Walter Burns, is her ex-husband. There are conflicting reports on how this change came about. Apparently, a woman, either a friend of director Howard Hawks or his secretary, was reading the script aloud, and Hawks figured that Hildy's line sounded better coming from a woman, so they decided to go with that idea. In terms of casting, Cary Grant was always the first choice for Walter Burns. Ralph Bellamy, who plays Hildy's hapless fiancé, had played a similar role in The Awful Truth in 1937, which also starred Cary Grant as his rival. Several actresses, including Irene Dunne and Joan Crawford, were considered for Hildy, but Rosalind Russell won the role, and it became her best-known part, alongside Auntie Mame years later. The script was written by Charles Lederer, who worked on the first movie version, and an uncredited Ben Hecht, the co-author of the original play. However, Hawks encouraged his actors to improvise on set, and Russell hired her own writer to work on her dialogue, with additions that she'd throw in on camera. The result was, at the time, the movie with the record for the fastest dialogue delivery, at 240 words per minute. I'm not really sure of how exactly they calculated that. I mean, did they count every single word? The movie was a big hit with critics and audiences, though it was ignored at the Oscars. It was selected for the National Film Registry in 1993, and was remade and updated as Switching Channels in 1988, with Burt Reynolds, Kathleen Turner, and Christopher Reeve. Now, viewers may find some of the language and attitudes in this movie don't fit very well with current sensibilities. All we ask is that you view it as a reflection of the era in which it was made, and basically, just go with it. Don't forget about our twice-weekly showings of current DVDs. They're usually scheduled on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. Space is limited, so you must pre-register. You'll find a list of upcoming features at the reference desk or on our website. That website also has a list of our previous classic movie presentations, plus links to each movie and each intro, if you're a completist. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And we also want to know your comments and suggestions, including which movies were your favorites. Please post them on our Facebook page. You can call us at 908-754-7885, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, thanks again for stopping by, and we hope you enjoyed today's movie. And now, from Columbia Pictures in 1940, here's His Girl Friday.